Why the fuck do they think hiding under a table during a lockdown is going to save our asses?
Like, yeah, sure, miss. If some lunatic with a weapon walks in, I'm totally safe because my
5'1" ass is tucked under a plastic desk with metal legs
thinner than my patients. Oh wow, I'm invisible now.
Yes, bullets and danger just have moral respect for slick furniture. And the way teachers act like it's some high-level survival tactic?
Get down, stay quiet, and don't move.
Bro.
We look like a bunch of half-broken Sims characters crouching there, knees cramping, staring at each other like idiots. If someone actually came in, all they'd have to do is glance down and boom. Surprise pinata party.
Worst part? They can see us through the fucking window because the tables have such a distinct gap and placed beside each other.
And don't even get me started on how long we're stuck there.
10, 15, sometimes 30 fucking minutes breathing in a toxic cloud of
sweat,
pencil shavings, and Samuel's fart polluting the entire school since lunch.
I come out of lockdown smelling like depression and cafeteria mystery meat. Half the time it's a drill anyway. We're not training for safety, we're training for the Olympics of pointless inconvenience. If danger ever actually shows up, guess what?
A table ain't stopping shit.
Might as well hand us all neon signs that say, yep, we're all here.
Lockdowns aren't safety, they're just hide and seek for adults too cheap to fix the real problems.